Hello and welcome to the Greener Leith Zero Waste podcast. I'm Emily and today's podcast is called Worms in the House. And I am outside the house of a lady called Kathleen. She loves worms. She has a compost bin outside, but she also has a wormery. That's a worm house that she keeps inside. So we're going to go and meet her and meet the worms and find out more about composting in a wormery.
If you want a system for managing your peelings and your tea bags and your leftover bits of pasta, and if you are interested in catching the liquid fertiliser for your houseplants, then a wormery is a good alternative to a compost bin.
Kathleen, thank you for the cup of tea. Shall we have a look at the wormery?
Well, yes, let's have a look, because I haven't been in here for a wee while.
You've just put some gloves on. What are they for?
Because I think a lot of the material inside the bin is going to be in quite a extended state of decomposition. So you don't have to wear gloves, but I'm just feeling a bit precious today. So
it is a bit yucky.
It is going to be a little bit yucky. I'm expecting it to be a bit yucky. Da da da.
Oh. Quite a few flies.
There's a few wee fruit flies. There's some healthy looking worms. Oh, that's the eggshells crunching. Gardeners, they call the worm casts, like what has been created here, they call that black gold because it's just so full of the good stuff.
And is that why you have a wormery? Is it for gardening?
Well, I do have a garden and I do use the material that's produced by the worms in the garden, but I have it just for fun more than for the sake of the garden. I have it just as a little personal experiment and also for the love of the worms. Look at that one, he's gorgeous. Stripey. They're called tiger worms because they've got these beautiful stripes on them. Come on, Emily. That's pretty.
He's very shiny. And red.
Yeah.
They're not your regular earthworm.
Well, no, they're native to Scotland, but they're called tiger worms or brandling. And they're, I suppose, a bit different from just the Joe Bloggs regular worm that you would find in your garden. And what kind of makes them special is that they can eat the material in its kind of raw state, whereas your regular earthworm just does that final processing of the material in the... I was going to try and find an egg for you as well, because they produce... There's an egg. They produce that little dot there of maybe about 3 millimetres. It's easier to find the egg cases in a wormery than in your compost bin. They're kind of the colour of apple juice, and I'm led to believe that they would have about 7 little worms inside the egg.
Wow.
Tea bag. I think that's some evidence of a bit of a tea bag. But a lot of it is already quite well composted down. That's the remains of a woolly jumper, which we had as the protective layer on the top. Sometimes in your compost bin and your wormery, you can get a number of fruit flies, the little flies, totally harmless, but some people are put off by them. And by putting a woolly jumper on the top of your compost bin or on the top of the wormery, it stops the fruit flies from having an area where they can lay their eggs, so it makes the process a little bit cleaner. It's quite soggy in here, and that's because I haven't drained off the liquid for a while, so we might want to do that, and we could maybe water my plants as well. Hasn't been done for a while.
Oh,
in colour today. That seems to be it. And we've probably siphoned off there...
About a pint?
Yeah. Easily, probably. And then what we would need to do is dilute that before we go and put it on the houseplants. So will we do that as well? Yeah. Okay.
Would it kill the plants if you put it on them just as it was?
Yeah, it's a bit too strong. So normally they say one part worm juice to 10 parts water. That's me just feeding it to the plants.
And how long have you been doing this, Kathleen?
I think I've looked after the worms for probably about 2 years now.
And how much can they eat?
The story goes that a worm eats, is it 7 times their weight each day? Their volume of their weight. So sometimes they're a bit more active than others. So I just have a little look in from time to time and feed it when I think that they're looking like they're a bit hungry. So because it's quite a small bin, they probably get through one of those 1.5 litre kitchen caddies maybe a month or 6 weeks. So they don't take a lot of the waste. The majority of it ends up in the compost bin.
And what's the difference between a compost bin and a wormery?
Yeah. Well, it's fundamentally the same process, but in your compost bin, you obviously wouldn't be able to gather that worm juice because it would leach out the bottom of your compost bin and into the ground. And in your wormery, it's this contained system so that you can actually capture that liquid fertiliser and use that for your plants. The other thing about your wormery is that it can be kept indoors, and obviously you can't have your compost bin indoors. In a wormery, you can also put things that you can't put into your compost bin. So you can also put in cooked food if you wanted, and your bread and your cakes.
You say you keep it indoors in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Have your worms ever escaped?
When I first set up the wormery, and that happened because the worms aren't settled in the container yet, they don't recognise that as home, that I did have a few escapees, which is very sad because being indoors, they weren't going to find any available soil and they kind of got dried out by the central heating. Sorry. So those dry, crusty ones ended up back in the wormery and they just got composted as well.
The other worms ate them.
The other worms ate them. Sorry. But the worms, they regulate their own population. So when they die, it just joins in the circle of life, really. And as you see, there's lots of new life being created as well with the egg cases. So
they're quite used to eating each other.
Well, no, they're not really cannibals. They would only obviously eat a fellow worm if it had its time and passed away. Worms, generally speaking, aren't well loved, but the worms, they do a fantastic job at recycling your waste. And if you're somebody who is concerned about your environmental impact and you want to have something that you can do about the amount of waste that you have, then these little fellows can help you make a difference. I think they're quite attractive looking things as well when you get down to it. If you get a nice clean one, and they're just, yeah, they're fascinating things. And
thank you for listening to the Zero Waste podcast, all about worms in the house. I'm Emily. You can follow this podcast series by logging on to www.greenerleith.org/zero waste. These podcasts are funded by Vegware, ChangeWorks and the City of Edinburgh Council Waste Action Grant.